It's official. Donald Trump is now the Republican nominee. Trump won big in Washington state's primary, so all 44 of our delegates went to him yesterday. And while many of the state's delegates didn't want Trump to be the nominee, Republican State Party Chair Susan Hutchison says they're now coming together. And yesterday, delegates were even dancing on the convention floor.
You know, we were wearing these evergreen hats because we wanted everybody to notice Washington State. We're often forgotten way out in the corner of the map. And so we're the evergreen state. We made these fun foam evergreen hats. And I think everybody in the whole convention thought it was a hoot. And so it was a great moment to be so proud of our state.
You mentioned that Washington is often forgotten about, and I wonder, is that going to change at all this year? Do you think that Washington State could possibly vote for a Republican for president this year after 30 years of not doing that?
I believe, and I've been saying for some time, ever since he was our presumptive nominee, that Donald Trump can flip the state. And we know that the soft Democrats are very, very amenable to a Donald Trump presidency. They feel that he speaks for them. And so I think Hillary Clinton is in big trouble in the state. We already know she's in trouble because of the Bernie Sanders fan club. But, you know, we study the demographics really carefully. And we believe that this is a swing state, not a blue state. And it's just swung to the blue side in the last few elections. You know, our governors win by very slim margins, our Democratic governors. And so when it comes to whether or not it can swing the other direction, it can, but it often is affected by who's at the top of the ticket. So I think that there's a quality about Donald Trump that draws people to believe that he can fix it, that he can get it done. He got it done. He got the nomination out of 17 choices in the very beginning, and now people are beginning to realize he can get it done in America.
What's the path forward for the Trump campaign in Washington State? I mean, given that the western part of the state is increasingly progressive, can he win the state without western Washington?
Well, I think that when you're talking about very progressive, you're talking about Seattle. You know, we have really studied the data, and Pierce County, for example, the second largest county in the state, is a red county now. I don't know if people in Seattle have noticed it, but we sure have. Snohomish County is the most flippable county in the state, and Jay Inslee won it by only 2%. We believe that Snohomish County is our Ohio, and that if we flip Snohomish County, we're going to flip the entire state. The key to our success this year is going to be voter turnout. It's notorious that many of our Republican regions do not turn out even at the statewide average, partly because when they're voting for their local elections, they know the Republican is going to win. But secondly, they believe that Seattle has all the power, and they don't, because we've got more population of registered voters in the other regions of the state outside of Seattle. They just have to vote. And so that's going to be our focus, getting out the vote. It's been how we've won all these legislative seats for the last 3 years. And we believe the momentum is on our side.
Let's talk a little bit about local and statewide races. And I remember hearing earlier on in this cycle from Republican candidates who are really trying to distance themselves from what was going on nationally because the campaign was so negative, it was so divisive. And, you know, I heard from several people, look, I'm just going to focus on the local stuff. I don't want to talk about the national campaigns. Do you hear that still? Is that likely to continue? Are people just really going to focus on local issues?
Well, that is the case, but nothing succeeds like winning. And I think as people begin to see the polls change, no matter what their stance was originally, they're going to want to catch the Trump train. So don't be surprised if some folks reconsider, especially as Donald Trump moves toward his presidential role. And I understand that it's taken people a long time to get used to Donald Trump as a candidate. And I understand that some of our great Republicans are struggling with it already. But, you know, this is the 21st century. We can't go back to Ronald Reagan. We have to move forward. And that's my message to all of our wonderful Republicans that have not yet been able to embrace a Donald Trump presidency. I think as time goes on, they're going to be really pleased. I think Mike Pence was an outstanding choice for vice president. He's a serious choice. I think that the people who are coming around Donald Trump now as his advisors are very skilled, extremely serious people who want the best for America. And then it's the voters. You know, eventually voters convince their friends and their family. And I've been convinced by a lot of the Trump voters. I've listened to them for months, and I've begun to realize that what they're saying is really valid. I keep calling them the canary in the coal mine, those who started out supporting Donald Trump. What were they saying to us? They were saying to us that we are on the edge, and if we don't take the right steps now, we're going to lose the America that we have known. And that's a very sober message that we've been getting from the Trump supporters.
Mr. Trump will be speaking to the convention tomorrow night. What do you want to hear him say? What does he need to say to unite the Republican Party going forward?
Well, I think his basic message, which is I'm going to get ISIS and I'm going to fix the economy, is the crux of everything he can possibly talk about to have impact on these delegates. I think all of the people who have spoken up to this point are underscoring variations on that theme. And I think that when Donald Trump gets up, there needs to be in his demeanor a sense that we can trust him. We can trust that he's serious, that we can trust that he is going to look out for me, and that he's going to look out for the conservative principles that we stand by. We want America to be the land of opportunity again. We want government to stop regulating everything we do. We want our businesses to be able to thrive. We want our kids to grow up with a sense of freedom and responsibility. These are the things that Republicans stand for. And if he can convince the delegations all through this convention hall that he's serious about representing them, I think that we're going to have an amazing night tomorrow night.
That's Susan Hutchison, chair of the Washington State Republican Party. She was speaking with me from the GOP National Convention in Cleveland. Hutchison says despite the divide in the Washington delegation, she believes most delegates will come around and unite against Hillary Clinton. Tonight at the convention, Senator Ted Cruz is speaking. Hutchison says he'll likely try to persuade his supporters to get behind Trump.